and melt into the treetops like a monkey. Hence, the great Valentine, when he set out to find Flambeau, was perfectly aware that his adventures would not end when he had found him. But how was he to find him? On this, the great Valentine's ideas were still in process of settlement. There was one thing which Flambeau, with all his dexterity of disguise, could not cover, that he was his singular height. If Valentine's quick eye had caught a tall applewoman, a tall grenadier, or even a tolerably tall duchess, he might have arrested them on the spot. But all along his train there was nobody that could be a disguised Flambeau, any more than a cat could be a disguised giraffe. About the people on the boat he had already satisfied himself, and the people picked up at Harwich or on the journey limited themselves with certainty to 6. There was a short railway official travelling up to the terminus, 3 fairly short market gardeners picked up 2 stations afterwards, 1 very short widow lady going up from a small Essex town, and a very short Roman Catholic priest going up from a small Essex village. When it came to the last case, Valentine gave it up and almost laughed. The little priest was so much the essence of those eastern flats. He had a face as round and dull as a Norfolk dumpling. He had eyes as empty as the North Sea. He had several brown paper parcels.